Section B. How does sport bring us together?
Section B, Activity 1B. Predict what topics will be included in a speech about the Beijing Olympic Games. Then read the speech quickly to check your prediction.
Good morning, everyone. Today, I'd like to talk about my favourite sports event. Actually, when I used the word event, I meant two events. The 2008 Summer Olympics and the 2022 Winter Olympics. They were held in Beijing, the first city ever to host both the Summer and the Winter Olympics. The most recent was the 2022 Winter Olympics. A total of nearly 2,900 athletes attended and competed in 109 events in 7 Olympic winter sports. There were many exciting moments. Nearly the whole world watched the fantastic figure skating and ski jumping competitions. I watched the freestyle skiing and, like everyone else, I fell in love with those brave and talented athletes. I also became a huge fan of the mascot, Bing Duen Duen. And we shall not forget the amazing achievements in the 2008 Summer Olympics. I watched in wonder as Usain Bolt smiled his way across the finish line in the 100 metres, setting a new world record. Then I watched the drama of the shooting event. Du Li won her second Olympic gold medal after the first one in 2004. Both were dramatic come-from-behind victories. Hosting two Olympics brought challenges but also opportunities to Beijing. Both games showed China's success in its reform and opening up on the world stage. China's great achievements have gained worldwide attention. In both events, many volunteers and citizens helped out. They worked with pride to make sure that people from around the world had a pleasant stay. Events like the Olympic Games build bridges between countries and form friendships between people. The purpose of the Olympics is to build relationships between people, to celebrate the Olympic spirit, and to bring people together for peace and harmony. This is shown in both the motto of the 2008 Olympics, One World, One Dream, and the motto of the 2022 Olympics, Together for a Shared Future. These mottos touch my heart quite deeply, as I'm sure they touch yours. Thank you for listening.